Welcome to the Health Coach Nation podcast. My name is Haley Rowe, and I'm a sales and marketing coach and LinkedIn lead generation service provider. I work with health, life, and mindset coaches and online service-based business owners to help them get more sales, shift their time to the client-generating activities instead of just the busy work, and overcome that social media overwhelm. Let's get into the show. If you're ready to take on your next paying clients, I have good news. My free 4 Basics of Client Attraction and How to Stand Out class is live at haleyrowe.com/client-attraction. In the class, you're going to learn the top 2 traits I recommend for most coaches and entrepreneurs if they really want to turn this into a career. You're going to learn how you can build demand for your services and stop getting crickets on your posts. You're going to learn the sales roadmap I used to improve my sales conversion rate and help my clients do the same. And you're going to learn so much more. So go to haleyrowe.com/client-attraction and get your copy of the class today. I am live with Elva Lee, and I'm so excited to talk with her about 4 keys to luxury branding. And I think this is a very important topic because so often we want to be attracting high-end clients, but how we're showing up and maybe what we're offering isn't aligned with what would attract that kind of audience. So we're going to talk with Elva today about what she recommends. And why don't you share first about what you do and how you got into it?
Thank you, Haley, for having me today. Yes, I would love to introduce myself first. My name is Elva, and I'm the founder of Elva Lee Luxury Branding, and I help female entrepreneurs and coaches create a luxury brand that reflects the true essence of who they are so they can attract high-end clients and increase their influence, impact, and income. So my story is I grew up in Shanghai and moved to Melbourne, where I found success in the corporate world doing business advisory with high net worth individuals. However, I felt it wasn't my calling. So after leaving my 9-to-5, I founded Elva Lee Luxury Branding, where I help my clients through both a combination of my business seminars, working with luxury clients, and also my creative flair. So I can help them not only create a luxury brand, but also embody their luxury icon within them and attract high-end clients.
Amazing. I love that. And wow, what a story. So you were working, and this is why I love meeting people on the podcast, because they can be from all over the world. So you were in Shanghai working. What were you doing in your corporate job?
Business advisory.
Okay. Gotcha. And you were like, what about that? What made you want to start your own business or brand with luxury branding?
Yeah, good question. So in the beginning, I would just feel like the 9-to-5 is not for me, but I didn't know what I wanted. And I think the turning point is I joined the networking event and I saw the glimpse of the female entrepreneurs who run their business and with a lifestyle to match. And it feels like a Tiffany box from the universe for me. So I see there is another way. So I started my side hustle, and gradually I really honed in my mastery in luxury branding. I went to Paris to study luxury business because I just love the world of luxury. And for me, luxury is not superficial. I would say a luxury brand is not about Dior or Chanel. It's actually about standing your high worth and owning your ability to lead and inspire. I say it's about embodying high frequency and high level transformation yourself, and then extending them to your clients. It's also about acknowledging your own mastery at what you do, creating at the highest level, and also claim a high value for what you do. So I believe that luxury is the freedom to choose, another way of divine source expressing beauty in the world. So that's how I see luxury and really want to hone my mastery in it. And of course, in the beginning, I had to overcome my own limiting beliefs about what people will think of me if I claim myself as the luxury branding queen and specialize in luxury branding. But the truth is, when I follow my desires and my heart, that's become my brand, and that's calling my high-end clients with ease.
I love it. What a great definition. And one of the things that we're going to talk about are the 4 keys to luxury branding. So can you tell us what those are?
Yeah, sure. So the four keys start first with the cultivate your luxe mindset. So I always say a luxury brand starts with having abundance mindset towards money, wealth, luxury. Just like the example I shared on my own story, if I still have the limiting belief of worrying about what luxury, if I claim luxury, what people will think of me, luxury is superficial, I won't be able to create my luxury brand. So if you want to create a stylish and luxury outer world in your brand, you must begin to start within to cultivate your inner world with abundant thoughts that align with your brand. Just like the trend of the lucky girl syndrome or the celebrity effect, all those things start with how you see yourself, the law of assumption, how you believe yourself, and also leverage the law of attraction. If you have abundance mindset, you are likely to attract abundance to you. And it's all begin with a decision. Make a decision to change and starting to notice what the limiting beliefs, what self-talks you're talking to yourself, and make a decision to rewire it, to change it, to see it in a different light, and either do your self-work or work with coaches to really unblock these blocks to your abundance and luxury. So that's the first thing. If you want to create your luxury brand, that's definitely a foundation.
Love it. Awesome. You want to go through all of them and then I'll ask you questions about them?
Okay. So I'll continue then. So the second essential is discover your lux factor. So an emotional reason is the reason people buy luxury brands. People just don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Your visions, your desired feelings, your core values are really the essentials and the essence, the lux factors of your brand. So first, just like again, my story, I own my true desires. The first question I ask my client is, what are your true desires? And some people, lots of time, they'll tell me, Elva, I don't know. But the truth is, you do know. You're just afraid to express it and the truth of who you are. You're afraid of judgment or other things that you worry about. But that's actually one big part of your true lux factor. And the other part is like your brand legacy and what things distinguish yourself from others. What I really integrate all of them together to help my clients create their signature luxe brand perfume formula that's made of your unique brand essence and luxe factors. So the top layer, just like the top note of your perfume, your luxe factor sets the first impression and that sense drawn people in. Their function is to attract. They are what make the perfume live and really resulting a unique scent experience. Similar, your lux factor are the factors attract your luxury clients and audience to you and make you stand out. Then if we go to the heart note, is your lux flair, is the heart note of your perfume. Just like the foundation of any perfume, it lies in its heart note and it usually makes up to around 40 to 80% of total scents. So thanks to the heart note, the fragrance takes on shape and volume. Your luxe flair is the foundation of your essence. And when we go down to the base note, it's like the foundation. It's your luxe foundation. The ultimate function of it is to provide a lasting impression of the fragrance. So that's your legacy. That's your brand mission, vision, and legacy and purpose. So both your heart note, your luxe flair, the base note, your luxe foundation work together to really deepen the scent you're introducing your first top layer, your luxe factors, and create a full body of the fragrance. And that becomes your brand essence and that becomes your luxe formula. So the first thing I work with my client is to really create those essence before we can go into the visuals. So now we can move on to the third element, which is to create your luxury brand image. And when I talk about image, it's not just image, colors, fonts, of course, it's a big part of it, but it's more about what's the feeling and the connection and the essence reflected through these images. That's why the foundation work we need to do first. Then we can work on those images. And people usually make impression based on the first seconds, first 7 seconds, how they see you, how they see your brand image online. from your maybe your social media storefront, from your website, from how you carry yourself on live videos, from your logos, all these images. So in order to create premium image to attract high-end clients, you need to start working first, create a luxury brand mood board that sets the tone and mood for your brand and help you create a better sense of direction you want to go. And also your brand image need to align with your brand archetype. And I have four archetypes to guide my clients with, which is the creative, the goddess, the healer, the queen. It's based on the color personality, the seasonal personality, and also feminine energetics. Just like you think about, there are four distinguished seasons and there are four distinguished distinctive personal brand archetype to guide you through how you can create your brand image aligned with your brand archetype. And the last but not least, the fourth element is live on brand, because you cannot put on mask pretending someone you're not. Maybe just one day, 2 days is fine, but if you want to create a timeless luxury brand, you have to live on brand as the luxury femme you are. So you need to shadow your life now, what I call it. So for example, if your brand value is beauty, don't wait until you have the beauty around you to embody the beauty. Start with now. If your brand value is loving, abundant, don't wait until you are a millionaire or wait till you meet your Prince Charming to embody that loving and abundance. Starting to create anchors in your life. For example, if you want to go to Paris, ask yourself, why do I want to go to Paris? What desire behind it? Is it a feeling I want to achieve? Is it a feeling of elegance, chic, femininity? And if that's the feeling you want to achieve by going to Paris, embody it right now. For example, maybe the way you embody it is you put on some mystique perfume or put on your red lipstick or buy yourself a bunch of flowers to help you infuse that feeling. And when you embody now and you embody your brand and live it every day, that's where the magic happens. You integrate all the things we're talking about and you're starting to activate your femme magnetism and attract all the things in your life.
Dang, I love it. And what a unique framework. And I love that you shared it in a form of a framework, because our brains tend to remember that better. And it's very useful. So I want to ask you, I heard you mention creating imagery or creating like a mood board. And so for anybody listening, Pinterest could be a great platform to maybe explore, would you say, to create that mood board? Is there any ideas as well of like how they can decide what their imagery should even look like or what they want it to be?
I totally agree. Pinterest is a great tool and I use it with my clients to collect images. So the first round, you can just collect the images, whatever the way you want. And then you are starting to see the patterns. You're starting to see all the images I collected always have those elements or always have those colors or the fonts are like always those. So then you can starting to see the patterns and working with an expert to really based on the values, the essence we're talking about, and then refine the image. But exactly, just as you said, Pinterest is a really good tool to, as the first stage, collecting those image inspirations.
Amazing. And the other thing you said is you had to kind of work through some blocks to establish yourself as a luxury brand queen. So tell us a little bit about how did you start to move through some of those blocks and how did you start to embrace, seeing yourself as, you know what, I am a luxury brand. I can charge as much. I can deliver these things. Like, how did you start to step into that?
Yeah. So my journey, when I started my side hustle, as I talked about, I kind of feel like, oh, that's it. Then I invest like 5-6 figures in coaching different kinds of programs and wishing someone can just give me the gold or magic wand, can change everything and help me make the six-figure income as they promise, or I can quit my 9-to-5. But it didn't work like that way. I invest all those money and feel like, why it's not working for me? What's wrong with me? And then I start to dive in. It's because I didn't change the identity of who I am. I was still that, what I call the good girl, following the traditional way or following other people's advice, telling me what I should do, rather than listen to my heart and owning who I truly am. And I'm starting to understand if I don't change the identity of who I am, either doesn't matter, I still follow my career in the big four accounting firm doing business advisory or starting my business, the results will be the same. So I have to change who I am, the identity I see myself. And then I started working on with coaches and also myself and seeing what limiting beliefs I have and really observing how I talk to myself when I do certain things, what kind of identity I use to do that, what kind of energy behind that. And using some very revealing exercise, for example, you can complete the sentence, I want to make more money or I want to create my luxury brand, but, and what's the first thing you will fill the blanks after the but, usually is the limiting beliefs. And then when I notice this limiting beliefs and awareness is a big part first, then I can start to change it. I can see this is not the truth, this is just a belief. And what's the opposite way I want to think of it? What's evidence I can show it, the opposite way is actually doable, is actually true for me? And what kind of beliefs I want to adopt to reinforce my new identity? What kind of identity I want to step into? And also I'm starting doing the embodied work. The embodiment work is actually start with your body, because our body has lots of wisdom. Lots of time our body wants to communicate with us, but we actually shut them down with our talks in our mind. So when I'm more in tune to my body, feels like what makes me feel expensive, what makes my body tend to feel good, shrink, and how I can move my body to let the creative juice in my womb to starting to help me activate all the things. So all these things I do kind of integrate all together. I started creating my morning ritual, and it's not like a rigid ritual. And I just give myself the time, half an hour, 1 hour, just belong to me. And I starting to create my menu. What do I want to do this morning to nourish myself? Maybe a beautiful dance to the music, maybe just journaling, or maybe some chanting, or maybe some reading. So it all depends on what suits my body and what I desire most. But it's all based on creating the space and the rituals for me to help me embody my next level. I like to do lots of visualizations to step into my next level. Because if you can see it, if you can desire it, that means that version already exists. Our job is actually just need to invite this into time right now to embody it. So hope that helpful to the audience who are listening to this right now.
I love that. Yes. And actually, it's funny you mentioned like visualization and journaling, because the very first year of my coaching business, when I got to six figures, what I had done before that was every single day I wrote down, I am a six-figure business owner. I am a six-figure coach. And every day in present tense. And then every day I would ask, well, how do I create that today? How do I get one step closer? I would give myself journal prompts, which is actually in the Superhero Sales Journal, which y'all can get for free. But we'll put that in the show notes. But the point is, I think having a consistent practice or something that, as you said, like gets you embodying it or feeling it, I think that's really important, rather than just having fake like statements where you're just like, yeah, I am awesome on camera, I am a luxury brand, like when you don't believe it yet. Having something to go with it that gets you feeling it in your body, if you can be really useful. So the visualization or things like that. So what would you say to somebody if they, you know, if you just want to leave them with one thing they can do to raise their vibration, raise their luxury brand after this episode?
Yeah. The message I want to leave is, if you're listening to this right now, I believe there is a luxury brand in you. Just as I said, luxury is not about Dior or Chanel. It's standing your high worth and only your ability to lead and inspire. I believe that's all inside of you. Otherwise, you won't be here listening to this. And your job is to truly own your desires and starting to express it in a way that aligns with you, and take a little action every day, listening to your heart and body, and the small action will lead to the destiny you're designed to be.
Love it. All right. Where can people connect with you?
Yeah, you can find my all the quiz I talked about, or I have some activation to help you step into your luxury frequency, or my website is www.elva-elvalee.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming here today, and I look forward to seeing more from you.
Thank you for having me, Heidi.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And if it's really helpful for you, I'd really appreciate if you share it and or leave a written podcast review. This tells the podcast sites that our show is useful and it will be promoted to more people that way. Thanks again.